This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Quran Weekly, this is Abdul Nasser Jangda with another Ramadan pro tip. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, in one of the most powerful and remarkable yet concise surahs in the entire Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wal asr." He swears by fleeting time, by the time that is running out, the time that is just melting away. "Innal insana lafi khusr." That without a doubt human beings are in loss, that they are suffering, and that running out of time is only increasing their suffering. But Allah makes a very powerful exception to this. "Illa ladhina amanu وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, except for the people who believe, they do good righteous deeds, they enjoin good, the truth, and they enjoin patience. All right, and so what I wanted to talk about here today is the importance of good habits. Human beings, as the surah explains to us, we are the sum of our habits and our actions. And that's basically what defines us ultimately. Today, a lot of times people want to try to define themselves by maybe what they perceive or think of themselves. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it is our actions and our habits that end up defining us. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the Prophet ﷺ in the Qur'an, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you have very great, amazing, noble character. That is what defines you. The month of Ramadan is an amazing opportunity for us to be able to define ourselves. One of the salient things about the month of Ramadan is that I feel that it uncovers and exposes the potential of a person, who we have the potential to become. Think about yourself during the last Ramadan and how productive you were, how effective you were, how good your character was, how good your salah and your worship was. That is who you have the potential to be. And every year what I tell people to look at is, look at yourself after the month of Ramadan, and are you noticeably better than you were before the month of Ramadan started? After Ramadan ends, there's naturally going to be a dip in terms of our time and our productivity. And that's to be expected to some extent. But the key factor is that after Ramadan, if we go back to being exactly who we were before Ramadan, then that was a loss. But we have to be better than we were before Ramadan started, so that when the next year that Ramadan comes around, we continue to take these steps up. So what I wanted to recommend today is a lot of, whether it be psychologists or counselors and people who focus on correcting the behavior of people, they tell us that it is proven based on studies on people that if you write down your goals and your objectives and the things you want to achieve and accomplish, they are easier to achieve and accomplish. So what I'd like for everyone to do as an action item in this particular Ramadan pro tip is, I want you to sit down with a piece of paper or pull out your phone, and in a note, I want you to type up 3 good habits that you would like to develop this Ramadan and 3 bad habits that you currently have that you would like to get rid of this month of Ramadan. And then all month long, stare at that piece of paper, pull up that note in your phone constantly, and continue to work on it and chip away at it. And inshallah, bi-idhnillah, I hope and pray that we are all able to achieve that goal of building 3 good habits and eradicating 3 bad habits from our lives. Inshallah, if we work with a practical goal like that, in a practical fashion, we'll be able to achieve and accomplish it this Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan for watching. I want to recommend that everyone subscribe to Quran Weekly. And of course, share this video with family and friends. Until next time, jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. If you benefited from this video, then please help and support Quran Weekly so that they can continue to provide all this knowledge and benefit to people worldwide by clicking the link here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and accept your good deeds and your contributions. Jazakumullahu khairan.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.